Welcome to an original musical production for the Easter season, The Disciple Whom Jesus Loves, a multi-part story of the light that could not be overcome, told through the eyes of the one who never looked away. Brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. Part 5.
We followed him to Jerusalem, our feet still dusty from Galilee, our minds still tasting the sweetness of Cana's wine. We thought the joy would continue, but as we approached the temple, his face changed.
Money changers here, best rates for Tyrian shekels.
Doves for sacrifice, 2 for 1, perfect for the altar.
But why is it so expensive?
Holy things come at a cost.
This is the temple, it feels wrong.
It's like a marketplace.
And the exchange rate for the temple tax, it's robbery.
It's always like this at Passover. Crowds, noise, money. It's the system. It's how things work.
Jesus does not seem happy at all.
My Father's house is meant for prayer. A place where heaven draws near. But greed has filled the sacred air. And profit echoes here. You sell the holy for a price. You cage what once was. You turn the face of God away and call it piety. Zeal for your house consumes me now, and truth will clear.
Hey, what are you doing?
Take these things away. Stop making my father's house a marketplace.
Call the guard. He's mad.
I've never seen him like this.
His voice cracked like thunder, but it was not rage for rage's sake. It was holy fire. A fire that would burn through every false religion and every corrupt system until only glory remained.
This is no place for thieves and lies. This is a place.
This is a place where mercy cries.
Make way
for holiness.
Zeal for your house.
It's your house.
Consumes us now.
Consumes us now.
We must restore.
We must restore
righteousness somehow.
Righteousness somehow.
This is no place for thieves and lies.
This is a place.
This is a place where mercy cries.
Who does he think he is?
He is a teacher, a prophet. He is the man who turned water into wine at the Feast of Cana.
A prophet or a fool? He is but a simple man, and from Galilee? Ha ha!
What sign can you show us to prove you have authority to do this?
Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days.
It took 46 years to build this temple. You'll raise it in 3 days.
We did not understand it then, but later, after the cross and after the empty tomb, we remembered. He was speaking of his body, a new temple, a new covenant.
Rabbi,
Perhaps we should leave Jerusalem. They won't forget this.
The authorities will be watching us now.
We are leaving the temple, but not Jerusalem. We're staying here for Passover.
I remembered something as you spoke, from the Psalms. Zeal for your house will consume me. Is that what happened?
You see clearly, John.
Rabbi, there's a man following us, a Pharisee, I think. He seems to want to speak with you.
He's not ready to speak with me here. He will come another way.
He's the one they call Nicodemus.
Come, we have more to do before the Passover.
He came by night, a Pharisee, a ruler of the people, respected, educated, careful. But there was something about Jesus that shattered what he thought he knew. And so, under cover of darkness, Nicodemus came, a teacher, seeking the truth.
Rabbi?
Yes, come on out here. It's such a beautiful night. You can see the stars so clearly. And there is a refreshing breeze.
Rabbi, we know you are a teacher come from God. No one can do the signs you do unless God is with him.
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
How can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he will not enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. I see you questioning, I see you wondering. Do not marvel, my good friend. Yes, it is true what I have just said to you. Born again. You must be born again. And you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. I see you questioning, I see you wondering. Do not marvel, my good friend. Yes, it is true what I have just said to you. Born again. You must be born again.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
I see you questioning, I see
has come into the world. But people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light.
Nicodemus slipped away before the dawn. His questions still clung to him, but seeds had been planted in the quiet, in the shadows, and one day they would bloom.
To be continued.